What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, May 16th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
What's up? Hello.
And Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Running the three-man show. Bish Bucks out for a few more days, but look who's back. It's Matt Cahill, a.k.a. Drab.
The one-day work week.
That's a pretty sweet week.
Jason might have the wraparound. Yeah. I've perfected the one-day work week.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You check in
and then you head out for the weekend.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's pretty good.
It's actually pretty solid.
Here's why I do it, because you get sized the week before you leave, because it's a four-day work week and you know you're dipping out on before the end of the week. And when you come back, it's actually not that bad,
right?
Because I'm headed into the weekend.
Yeah, it might be borderline genius.
So I don't understand, because your last day was last Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I took a week.
You did a Friday to Friday bit.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Cool. And you guys, I heard you say you had thought it might rain the whole time, and it actually did.
I've never seen so much rain in my life.
Wow.
I felt bad, too.
Hilton Head.
Because... look, I've never been to Hilton Head, but I've been to South Carolina a billion times. And generally, like, a quick storm will pop up. It'll rain for 15 or 20 minutes. And then it's never been more humid for the rest of the afternoon, but it's sunny and, like, you can get out and do things. But apparently that wasn't the case for Drab.
I was thinking of Bickle a lot, because he always goes to the cinema on the rain day.
Okay.
He says there's always one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He could have seen every movie in the whole place.
Yeah. There's that much rain.
Did you guys see the Minecraft movie, or what'd you do?
No, we didn't go to any movies. I was just saying, if we wanted to, we could have seen.
Well, usually my experience has been, when I'm down south, is that it, you know, maybe one day it rains all day, but generally it rains. But, you know, then there's windows where you could still get to the beach if you're excited about it.
I don't think I saw the sun Friday through Monday.
Oh, wow. I saw you complain initially about your drive down.
Yeah, props to Valdez. He told me. I asked Valdez back in February. I said, should I drive to Hilton Head? And he said, yeah, you should do that. So you realize to never do that again. And I got to give him props, because it was torture.
Once you fly down there, there's no turning back. You know, go rent chairs, go rent an umbrella, mm-hmm. go rent a cooler.
Yeah.
Thank God for Steve Jobs. Oh, my God. Without two iPads in the back with the kids,
yeah.
I don't know how people did it 30 years ago.
The lifesaver. Yeah, like when my kids were younger, we would make that death trek. And they'd have, like, the video screens in the back of the, like, mm-hmm. the, the front seats, or they'd have their own little handheld devices. Those are a must.
It's a lifesaver.
You can't have your kids raw dog it for 9 hours in the car.
Essentially what they would do. Well, when we would travel when we were young, we would just fight in the back seat of the car.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad would just stick his arm and just start jerking us around. And, yeah. You know,
my dad got sized to find the local radio station. And then when that wore out, we'll go find the next radio station.
That was like the challenge.
Yeah.
So how did we do that? How did we travel back in the day without TVs?
I don't know.
It's a great question. Just,
you sat there.
Yeah.
We would just radio like, we would just fight.
Yeah. I mean, I've always slept, but I mean, back we grew up when you had the handheld like Coleco
handheld video
or
games.
Mattel. I mean,
yeah.
Is that what they were called? You play a little basketball game?
Game Boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a little younger, so you had the Game Boy, but we had those handheld electronics. And this sounds dorky, but I know I did this at points in long road trips. Like, my mom would give us, like a list of all of the states. And we would, like, if we saw a car with a Delaware license plate, we'd check it off. Mm-hmm. Or a car with a Wisconsin license plate, check it off the list. Like, I'm not even doing a bit. Like, that was a real thing back in
there's like an alphabet game or something. You look for letters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I spy with my eye something blue.
To pass the time.
Yeah.
Because it's just pavement and highway that you're staring at for endless hours.
Well, I did the Google Maps. I tweeted this. It's the same distance to Hilton Head as it is from Loudoun County to Indianapolis.
Wow.
Yeah. And you would just never drive to Indiana unless you're a psychopath.
Right.
That's why I chose Myrtle Beach a couple weeks before you went. It wasn't that I loved Myrtle Beach. That's basically where I was capping my drive. My wife was like, we need to go somewhere. We're going to week off. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not paying for a flight. This is as far as I'm willing to go.
Mm-hmm.
9 hours is a long drive, especially with children.
That's 9 hours if you're an adult without two kids.
Right.
I left at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Got back at 7:10.
Mm-hmm.
just a slog of a day.
Yeah, it's just a day. This is wasted. It's gone.
And then I saw people on the other side of 95 stop dead in their tracks, people sunbathing on the roof of their cars because they were stuck because a tractor turned over. And they were stuck there for hours on end.
Look, I was going to blame them for just leaving too late, but I guess it just sounds like a horrific accident.
Bad accident. Yeah. And people were stuck there.
What was the highlight for the kids then if they couldn't go to the beach and stuff?
Hey, I got to give Mark credit. He hyped up a local pizza joint there called Giuseppe's.
Okay.
I think.
Giuseppe's.
And we raved about it. And there was a place called Cahill's, not in Hilton Head, in Bluffton.
What was their specialty?
Southern breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah. So not often.
So going out to eat, the highlight.
Did you enjoy grits?
Was it the rain? You want me to highlight
I don't know.
Rain?
Did Drab T-shirt sample grits when he was in
shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits?
Turned
you did
my nose
that?
Up at that.
No. Were you down there with your parents?
Yeah, my parents were there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so that's good. And your brother, you have a bunch of brothers. Don't you?
Yeah,
you
but nobody
came.
The layout of Hilton Head, I don't know if I'm the first person in history to notice this, because no one ever told me. Their main drag, their parkway, if you've ever been, you know what I'm talking about.
Never been.
It's so enchanting and beautiful. They have no street lights, but they hide. There's a million businesses, million strip malls. They hide them all behind trees, behind palm trees, or palmetto trees, whatever they are.
Sure.
You would have no idea.
It's the Palmetto State.
Spanish moss.
It's a bunch of Walmarts and Walgreens.
CVS's.
Everything else, like Publix, lining the streets. They're all hidden. It's very enchanting. So I'll give them props for that.
You love their urban design.
But if we've never seen rain like this before, ever again, it'll be too soon.
Yeah.
Thanks, locals.
Yeah. I felt bad that I gave you just bad, faulty intel before you went.
What was your bad intel?
I basically told him, like, if you're in South Carolina, it rains for 10 or 15 minutes, and then the sun comes out.
Then
you're good
to go. Might rain maybe for an hour, maybe one
but
day
not,
a week.
It's not like a long, all-day sustained
rain.
Usually
it's not that way.
Apparently he went there for some sort of biblical type of storm.
So, but, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was better? Or you left Thursday?
I left yesterday morning, so Tuesday and Wednesday, sun came out.
Was better, yeah.
So it wasn't a total flop.
Very good.
So you brought your tennis rackets?
Running my field. I thought my dad was going to have a heart attack.
who were hitting with him?
Well, he's 76.
Yeah.
And he's wanting to hit with me.
Yeah.
He's running around. He's pouring. He took a 20-minute break. You know, I don't know where he went. He's pouring sweat. Yeah. I thought he had a heart attack.
That humidity is no joke.
He said, my hands have never sweat like this.
Can you take it easy on your dad? I mean,
he's
mid-70s.
Just hit it to him.
I was trying.
Yeah, I mean, don't make him run all over the court. It's
tough to hit the ball at the same spot every single time.
Well, credit to him for being out there at 76.
Yeah, he's got a good stroke. He just got to get to the ball.
Yeah, you got to move.
You reach a certain age and you're, those fast twitch muscles, they're gone. Oh,
like, that's what pickleball is designed for.
He sees it, but he just can't. He can't move.
Maybe again.
That's what pickleball is designed for.
I think that's why pickleball is silly.
Maybe he needs to just add that to the repertoire. Short, smaller court, less court to cover. He'll be able to get to the balls.
Well, I wish the Caps could have added something to their repertoire cakes. They just couldn't.
They just got back. Look, I don't like to say this about other teams, but they got bounced by a better team.
I would say they at least were it was a bad match.
The Hurricanes completely snuffed out the Caps power play. Mm-hmm. They held Alex Ovechkin to one goal in five games. Dylan Strome, now a lot of his fate is tied up to Ovi because he's feeding Ovi a lot of assists. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a big series, and some people were criticizing me for this last night, but I wasn't the only one. Logan Thompson, at least the first goal, was a big softy, and the second goal wasn't much better.
I didn't even see that second one with a couple minutes left in the game. Know. Like, the angle was, how did the guy score?
The angle was extreme, and I think he was screened by Van Riemsdyk, but they ran into the hottest goalie that's currently in the postseason in Frederik Andersen. They couldn't solve him, and they're sent home in five games.
It sucks.
There, done that.
And their power play was abysmal.
Been there, done that. I saw a graphic this morning. It's 20 seasons for Ovi. Only once has he made it past the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just the facts.
Yeah,
sucks.
Yeah,
but we're used to it.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you put out a poll about whether or not people thought the season was a success, and you're surprised at what 61% say it was a success.
Early voting. I mean, it's only been up for a couple minutes, but you can vote on our Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Yeah, and the poll is, would you describe the season as a success?
I would vote yes.
I would say yeah.
I mean, they won a series in the playoffs, something they hadn't done in 7 years. They had the best record in the East. They just ran up against a team that was a style that they couldn't compete with.
And don't forget how exciting it was with the Ovi chase, and Ovi got his record.
Right.
So I think all in all, definitely it was a success. It's a disappointing end. But I think it was a success.
Yeah, it's a bummer the way they went out. You would love for them to have at least extended the series into the weekend to get to 6 or 7 games, but they just couldn't put the puck past Frederik Andersen.
We'll be talking about it throughout the show. I also put up a question last night. How would you describe the season? And some people would say bust. Some would say, you know, typical. I saw that as a response. I saw others that were more positive and optimistic. So we'll get into that. Brent Johnson, former Capitals goalie, host of The Drive with Tim Donnelly, daily 3 to 6 p.m. on The Fan in Raleigh. He's going to join us coming up at 9 a.m. We're the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Be right back. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Brent Johnson, Caps goalie, is going to join us. Former Caps goalie at 9 o'clock. I gave a read for a whole different guest. Doesn't matter.
It's fine. It was just spliced together. It's a typo. It happens. It's not a big deal. It's all good.
Brent Johnson will join us at 9 as we talk Caps. Let's open up the Chucky's sports page now, which is driven by the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Cruise over, ask for Josh, make it Malloy, Malloy.com. We can start with the Washington Capitals. They lose 2-1, eliminated from the playoffs in the second round.
Now they go into a mini-funk. I spiral a little bit over the weekend, but I'll recover.
They just didn't score goals in the series.
The period of mourning is due.
They tried to shake it up last night. Pavelier did help because they moved him to the first line.
I like him a lot. And it's not just because he has a similar last name to your boy. Like, he just pops when he's out on the ice, man. He's just like a little pest, an agitator, goes after the puck. Even though he's not the biggest dude.
Like, he looks faster than the rest of the guys.
He's a free agent at the end of the season. I would guess that Chris Patrick and that front office, they're going to do whatever they can to keep him in the mix, you know, within reason. Like, I would guess he is a priority free agent signing this offseason. I liked what he brought to the team.
What do you think they need to add?
I think they need to add
young scoring.
They need to add some speed. And, look, they're going to need to start preparing for the post Alex Ovechkin era. Like, he has 1 year left on his deal. I wouldn't expect him to extend that deal. I think he plays next season and then he retires. They're going to need to find a way to augment that scoring with a guy who's they're accustomed to pouring it into the net 40 to 50 times per season.
For whatever it's worth, he did say he had no intention. He's not thinking about retiring. You know, he did say that at the end of the season.
I know.
Regular season, yeah.
And look, I mean, I'd be shocked if he wound up inking an extension with the Capitals. I think he just plays out his contract and then rides off into the sunset. But that's just a guess.
Carberry was asked about it yesterday. He said, my understanding is he's under contract, so he'll be back next year. And then he talked about his play. He said, I thought O was great in the playoffs. I know this series of stats won't be flattering.
I thought he was better yesterday, for sure. They definitely had some moments. They had one power play where they didn't technically get a shot off because the shot was blocked or whatever, but I thought it was better. Mm-hmm. I thought overall they played better yesterday.
They definitely did.
It just wasn't enough, and it just was, you know, before the series even started, we didn't understand why they were favored. And again, I've just been saying it for 10 days now. I just think once I saw them, I was like, oh, I get it. It was a bad matchup for them. I don't think they're necessarily going to run off and win a cup or anything.
I thought they were outplaying Carolina, particularly in the third period.
I think they did it for a lot of the game.
Yeah.
And they just gave up a goal from an angle. I didn't even know the guy had a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had to watch it three times to figure it out. He was screened there, and it wasn't the world's most difficult shot to stop, but when your own defender is blocking your view of the puck, it's tough to stop it when it gets up on you quick like it did.
Yeah. It sucks. It's frustrating, but you could kind of see it coming. Hoping you could stave off elimination and live to fight another day. This wasn't meant to be.
Once they took away the second goal,
the offsides.
And look, that was a goal that didn't deserve to be you know, on the board. It was clearly an offsides by McMichael. Once that happened, the back of my brain was saying, it's just not our series. Not our night, not our series.
Yeah.
Ovi had 5 goals and an assist in 10 games. I think next season, you're asking my opinion, EB, of what they need.
Yeah.
I mean, they just didn't score enough, so they need an infusion of young players as guys like Ovi and Carlson, and some of these guys are getting older, right? And they need scoring.
Well, not
so. Hopefully,
not
Ryan Leonard develops into that.
They need to revamp that power play. And I realize that. Look, you know, Nicholas Backstrom, he's not walking through that door again. Like, he was a pivotal part of that power play, what made it so good for so many years. And Ovi's toward the end of his career. They've got to add something to that power play, because the Hurricanes exposed the Caps' power play throughout that series.
Did they expose it, or are they just really good at that?
That's what they're doing. They're the top team at killing, so I mean, they're obviously very good at that skill. But I think if you ask Carberry, do you need to improve the power play during the offseason? He would answer with a resounding yes.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs to be more consistent. Just needs to be better heading into the 25-26 campaign.
And I think you're going to see a decline from Ovi. This year was surprising. Last year, first half of the season, you saw a decline. If you look at the playoffs, Ovi has the overtime goal in game one against the Canadiens. Huge. He only scored one other even strength goal in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, like, are you surprised that a guy who's almost 40 years old might be slowing down a bit? It's not surprising to me, especially when he makes a lot of his hay on the power play, and the power play was a giant dud throughout the series. It's going to impact him. It's going to impact his stats and his scoring.
Like I said, hopefully Leonard will be impactful. I thought there were a couple shifts where he popped last night.
Definitely. Oh, yeah,
Definitely. I like him a lot. And again, he's had, what, 20 games or so of total NHL experience at this point? I'm not worried about Ryan Leonard. Ryan Leonard's going to be fine. The scoring's going to come. He's aggressive. He'll just go in and hit people that are bigger than him. He doesn't care.
He has
a lot of Tom Wilson in him,
Who's the next crop of young guys that they have? They have, like, some draft picks that are just sitting there waiting to marinate?
I mean, guys like Protas's younger brother, Ilya Protas, he's in the system. Is it Andrew Kristall?
Which one are, like highly Kristall's rated? Kristall's
highly rated. Obviously, Leonard, who graduated up to the
big squad. Morishchenko.
Miro, I don't know how great he's going to be. He's had a few cups of coffee with the big squad. But they have some young talent in the pipeline, and you're going to start seeing them. And that's one of the great things about Carbs, is that he's willing to give the young guys time and to develop them. Just mm-hmm. look at the steps that Protas and Mikey have made this past season.
Again, you can vote on our poll of the day at Junks Radio. Would you describe the season as successful? It's down to 58%. I know a lot of people are upset when you're the one seed. Mm-hmm. You expect to go beyond the second round. I think if they had made it past this round to the Eastern Conference Finals, I'd definitely say it would be a success. And it was a success in this way. Carberry was talking about it afterwards. Ovi broke the record.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought that's what the season was going to be. And they exceeded everybody's expectations by being the one seed. But then when you're the one seed and you lose in the second round, 4-1, it's a little disappointing.
Yeah. And guy who I thought was awesome last night was Chychrun.
Mm-hmm.
Chychrun was popping last night. Like, he had a spin move where he almost got a backhander past Anderson. He was, like, all over the ice. I thought he was really impressive. And look, that's why I have confidence in the Caps going forward, because Chris Patrick and McClellan, like, they made the trade for Chychrun. They went out and got Bevilier at the trade deadline. Like, their moves have been really good at upgrading the roster mm-hmm. from trades and, you know, free agent pickups, deadline acquisitions. So I have faith that they're going to assemble a really good roster around Strome, the young guys who continue to develop, like Protas and Mikey, like I mentioned. I have complete faith in that organization to put another quality product on the ice, and hopefully they can make a deeper playoff run next year.
Continuing the Junkies sports page, you had day one of the PGA Championship. Jonathan Vegas is in the lead after day one.
That kind of came out of nowhere.
Did you get that in at 200-1 for him to lead after the first round? That's a drabby type of bet. I've ever seen one.
I did not. Valdez says he's a mule, though, so don't bet on him long term. He's carrying water for all the big dogs. Oh,
is that what it is?
Well, I know this. We played with my buddies, right? And sat down to have dinner, and I hadn't watched all day. And I looked at the leaderboard, and it was like shocking. There were like two names that the average person would recognize. It got a little bit better, I guess, as the evening progressed, but it was a wild day yesterday.
It's not a very good leaderboard for casuals.
Yeah.
I will say.
See, Denny finished a 1-under. That's good. He's kind of in the mix.
Yeah, I will say that the PGA Championship is one of the tournaments where you can have a big comeback. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the past winners have come back from 44th after day one, 31st after day one. I mean, Xander was wire to wire last year, but he's an elite player. But when you have a leaderboard set up like this, you're going to have somebody from the back of the pack, maybe even 1-under, 2-under, that will end up winning.
So one of the bigger side stories, I guess, is Scheffler double bogey number 16. I think Schauffele had a double bogey there.
They both and pumped into the water on that.
McIlroy, yeah, who's won it. Quail Hollow four times, hit only 4 out of 14 fairways.
Oh, not
what's
good.
Rory doing?
And they say he lost 2.34 strokes to the field in putting. So not a good day for Rory.
Did I see there was a giant snapping turtle like on one of the fairways that they had to go remove?
Yeah. Scotty,
that can't be fun.
Scotty was lamenting to the media afterwards after that double bogey that he had a mud ball. And was very, very, very upset with the rules that they did not play it up yesterday.
Right.
So if you have a mud ball, you can't. You're not allowed to pick it up and clean it.
No.
You just got to hit it.
You have to be playing preferred lies. Lift, clean in place, basically. But you have to hit the ball when it has mud on it. And when it has mud on it, you have no idea where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Some people claim like if there's mud on the top of the ball, it loses spin, comes out like a knuckleball. If it's on like the left, that means the ball will end up going to the right. If it's on the right, it'll go to the left. But it's very unpredictable.
I didn't know there was such mud ball science out there.
Oh, it's physics.
Yeah, it makes sense. If there's mud covering up some of the dimples of the golf ball, it's going to affect the way it flies. Yeah,
as far as our pool goes, I know my guys aren't really in the mix. I had Oberg and Xander. Who's in the best?
I've already forgotten who I drafted.
I guess
Anna has
Scotty. He's a tie for 20th.
Yeah. He had the most ho hum 69 round in the world.
Yeah.
I have Bryson, who's even, and Victor Hovland, who's 2-under.
All right, so you're in there.
They're kind of still in the cat.
Morikawa is still somewhat in the mix.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens in day two. Nobody's up at the top of the leaderboard.
I think JP's struggling a little bit. I think he has Justin Thomas and Justin Rose.
Yeah, I think Rose didn't do well.
+5.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, you can kiss him goodbye for the most part.
I forget who Cakes had.
I've forgotten too. I can't remember either golfer that I selected. And that was just yesterday. Pretty smart brain I have.
You had NBA playoffs last night, game 6. The Nuggets force a game 7 as they beat Oklahoma City 119-107. They were led by Jamal Murray, who was sick but did play. He put up 25 points. Jokic put up 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists. So you'll have Game 7, which I believe is Sunday afternoon, 3:30.
Could you imagine playing in an NBA playoff game when you're actually sick? Like, what was the ailment? Did he describe it? Like,
no.
Flu or... Like, if you have the flu, you don't even want to get out of bed. Let alone try to run up and down an NBA court and guard people. And shoot the ball accurately.
Sure, it was flu-like symptoms. Even if it was just allergies or whatever the hell.
This will be the second Game 7 for the Nuggets because they won their first round series over the Clippers in a Game 7. Speaking of basketball, there was a little social media dust up. So the Knicks and the Celtics will have Game 6 tonight. The Knicks can eliminate the Celtics if they get a win. Otherwise, it'll be forced to Game 7 as the Celtics won the last game even without Jason Tatum. Emmanuel Acho on his show, The Facility, had a take. He said the Boston Celtics match up better versus the Knicks without Jason Tatum than they do with Jason Tatum. Not because of talent, exclusively because of mindset. A team is a reflection of its leader, Acho said. And he said, Jaylen Brown, I don't think is a better player, but I do believe is more physical than Jason Tatum. I believe he plays a tougher brand of basketball, and he just went on with that take. And basically, Durant shot back on social media and said, hot take artists have ruined the sport. Football guys, no disrespect, but y'all boys need to stay in your lanes.
Durant coming to the defense of Jason Tatum.
He said, you don't know what it's like between these lines. Give it a break. Dudes who quit football early to pursue media talking mental toughness. Cut it out.
KD's always got some axe to grind.
Yeah.
I saw the clip of the Celtics coach. I guess he was trying to get Tatum to get up after he tore his Achilles. Did you see that clip that was going viral?
I saw. I mean, I was
insinuating he was a little callous about the whole thing.
I was watching the game when it happened, and I didn't notice it.
I don't know. He was just like, get up, man. Come on. You know.
I think right when you saw it happen, because it was a non-contact, you knew it was bad. And there were clips. It might have been a deal of compensation. There were clips in either the timeout before or maybe, you know, 15 minutes earlier. Tatum was messing with his ankle. And sometimes those things happen because compensation, right? So he's like messing with one side and struggling, and then the Achilles gives out on the other side. Mm-hmm. Of course, Trey Amos was a big pick for the Washington Commanders. There's been talk about why did he fall. More and more reports, multiple teams say they bailed because of the back injury.
He was a little evasive when they asked about it. He's just said, I'm out there, and you know, I'm ready to go. But he didn't really answer when he was asked about it after their little rookie mini camp. I thought the answers were somewhat evasive. But Adam Peters, I think, went on record and just said that we have our own doctors and they were satisfied. So just got to take it for what it's worth. He was out there. As far as I know, he didn't miss any snaps.
According to reports in Commanders rookie minicamp, one coach described him as getting better every rep. In other football news, Seth Wickersham has a book coming out.
Uh-oh.
And he tackles quarterbacks, including an interesting story about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Apparently, before the NFL draft, his family was considering moving him over to the UFL to avoid going to the Bears.
They wanted to avoid the Chicago Bears like the plague. And from some of the other quotes that come from this book, I can understand why.
His dad, Carl Williams, told Wickersham, Chicago is the place quarterbacks go to die.
Mm.
And Caleb apparently wondered to his confidants, do I want to go there? I don't think I can do it with Shane Waldron, who was the offensive coordinator, the former offensive coordinator. Now, it's funny, I mentioned Acho. I saw a clip online where Acho, and then I saw, I think, Chase Daniel, who does the show, The Facility, with him, ripping Caleb Williams, because apparently Caleb Williams told the coaches something like, I don't know what to look for when I'm watching the film. And those guys who both played in the league, mm-hmm. they said, it's the pros. You don't baby a player like that. You should know how to watch film already.
Okay, that's true. But like the clip I'm looking at, or the quote says, at times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. No one tells me what to watch, he told his dad. I just turn it on.
Mm.
So like, do you think the Commanders are just telling Jaden to go into a room and say, go watch the film. We're not gonna like walk you through it or tell you how to improve, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. Like, I think there should be coaches in there with him.
Maybe. Like, I'm just telling you, two pros.
A norm in the NFL.
I'm just telling you, two pros, one a quarterback and Chase Daniel, who had a pretty successful career, not as a starter,
right,
mostly as a backup, said teams don't baby you. That you should know how to do it by now. Okay. You should be able to turn on the film and know what you're looking for. You should be able to know, okay, this is a cover three. When I do this, this is what I should be looking for.
I'm just going
to
guess that Jaden Daniels, who was picked one pick after Caleb, he he probably had, if it wasn't Cliff in the room with him at times, it was other offensive, you know, assistants, maybe David Blau, maybe Brian Williams, maybe, is it Tavita Pritchard? I'm guessing somebody's in there helping him navigate through his rookie season.
I think at times, but not at all times.
Maybe he's just better versed heading into the pros. Maybe he's been a better student all along.
Maybe that's the case.
And has more knowledge. Remember,
listen, I always thought it was funny, and you could say it wouldn't have mattered, but like when Tim Tebow came out of Florida, he didn't have like any pro skills. Like he didn't, he never took a ball in his center. He didn't have the pro drop back. He didn't have the pro release. They never worked on it. They didn't care.
As good as Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are, and any college player coming to the pros, they're not finished products. None of those guys are finished products.
Of course not. That's why they have coaches.
They need help and guidance. And if they're just throwing Caleb Williams in a dark room and saying, just go watch a film, do it on your own, to me, that's neglect.
I would think someone would be going through it with him at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense why they're agitating to stay away from the Bears. Remember, if this is the way he was treated as a rookie.
But now he's got Ben Johnson. Now, and they loaded up on the offensive line. He's got weapons.
Should have a better
no excuses if he has a bad year this year.
I agree.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Welcome
back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll get back into the Caps. Season's over. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we will get into that question. Was their season successful? And do you think maybe it was Ovi's last shot at a title as they were the one seed and get eliminated in the second round by the Carolina Hurricanes, who advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals? So we'll get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. Brent Johnson at 9, but yesterday EB was complaining about sleep and was looking for pillows with the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to help you sleep better.
Anything. I mean, I don't want to. I know Benadryl helps, but it's not good for you. I can do it once or twice, but it's not a solution. It's just like a short term.
It's a stopgap.
Temporary.
Neither are the Jack and Cokes you're having right before bed.
I'm not really doing that. That's not really a thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just having a lot of trouble sleeping. And then Valdez was pushing, he takes a million things. I think one of them is it Benadryl or is it Tylenol PM?
He takes that's Tylenol not PM. All the time. Sometimes,
yeah,
sometimes.
That's just that's an add on.
Yeah,
at
yeah,
times.
Yeah. That's just like a kicker.
But
yeah,
he
it's like an accompaniment. Yeah, like you order a steak at a restaurant, you might be like,
you might get
put some mushrooms on it, give me some hollandaise sauce,
there's some chimichurri sauce,
yeah, something. So add on to the side.
He recommended I try this ashwagandha that he started doing a couple weeks ago, and he swears it's made a difference. And so I like.
Does Jason take that?
He takes like cider gummies, apple cider gummy. I don't know. He's got a whole little routine of stuff he takes too.
So that's different than apple cider,
I would guess.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't even really read up on it. I just took his advice and I just ordered and I got it yesterday and I didn't even know what to do. I just waited till third period of the Caps game, and I took two of the little gummies.
Yeah.
Is that about a good time to take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now I read just a little bit about it because I was trying to figure out, when do I take this? What does it do? They say it doesn't like lull you to sleep, you know, or induce sleep like a melatonin.
No. It doesn't do that. But yeah. From what I've learned, and I have had a crippling issue with like waking up at night.
Mm-hmm. Mine's gotten to the point where it's crippling.
I'm not able to stay asleep very long. I have this weird thing where my bladder has to be like completely empty, even if it's just a little bit.
Yeah,
it's weird, but this has helped me sleep through the entire night.
That's
amazing. And not have to worry about things. It's eliminated my sleep worrying, and that's why I thought it would be good for you because I think we have the same kind of anxieties.
I have a little bit of anxiety for sure, but I also actually think that it's like my diet and stuff, my cortisol levels. I've seen things where they say that's part of the reason why people wake up. I'm literally waking up 15, 20 times. It like sleeping in 20-minute stretches. It is brutal.
Did you order that thing to put at the end of the bed?
Not yet, because it's a $150 gamble. You know what I mean?
Right. It looks like a piece of junk.
I actually thought maybe I would look and see if Timu had a version.
Oh, I don't know if I would do that.
So you have to sleep at the foot of the bed, right?
It doesn't faze me at all, dude. I would sleep on top of a television.
I would feel
if
like
I could
the
sleep.
World's biggest alien if I crawled into bed and put my head at the other end of
the
bed.
That was the biggest revelation, is that sometime Eric wakes up next to Dina's feet.
Well, not really because the bed is so big, but yes.
Yeah.
I flop around like a fish. I spend half the time at the foot of the bed, half the time at the foot. I'm just literally, sometimes I get up, it's like 1:30 in the morning, and I wake up, and I just have to stand up, and then just get back into bed.
You stand up without like going to the bathroom in the middle of the night?
Yeah, because I'm just like, I'm just confused. I'm like, what's going on?
Are you still sleeping with the 100 layers?
Not really,
with
dude.
With the sweatpants tucked in?
No, I'm down to basically underwear.
Okay, really? Good.
It doesn't
like a normal
help.
Person.
It doesn't really help,
next
buddy.
Step birthday suit.
I'm telling you, I'm in a sleep crisis mode.
So hold on, the gummies did not work for you?
Maybe a little bit. Here's a bizarre thing that my brain
thing
was,
is right after a game
loss.
Like that where you have adrenaline, and that came down to the last couple of minutes because it's still 1-1 with 3 minutes left in the game.
Yeah,
I saw it coming. I think like most Caps fans. I saw that one coming.
So you were feeling negative, but they were out playing Carolina in that third period.
We weren't able to capitalize.
They were, but once they pot the go-ahead goal, 2 minutes left, I was just like, now it's just...
That's when I started taking out the track.
Yeah, then it's your grasper, then you're pulling the goalie.
Right.
Yeah, believe me, EB and I played soccer together for years and years. We've played many a game where you dominate, and you're just not scoring, and then you give up a cheapie, and you end up losing the game. You're like, how'd that happen?
We all saw that coming, I think, Good, great opportunities, not able to cash in. But I wasn't too, we saw it for days coming. This series wasn't probably going to go our way.
It wasn't torturing you.
It wasn't keeping me up last night. But
it does to an extent in that all these people, and look, I watch TV right before I go to bed every night, recommend not doing that. They recommend no screen time, no TV time before bed.
What kind of bizarre world those people live in?
You know what I can't read every night? A recap of the 2008 main event World Series of Poker final table, which is that's my comfort food before I go to sleep. As soon as Carolina put the empty netter in, I clicked my remote. I got off of YouTube TV. I went right to YouTube and I watched 20 minutes of poker until my wife was like, "You got to turn the screen off. It's killing me. It's too bright." And I was like, "Okay, it makes sense."
So you in your Archie Bunker chair there?
It's 10:15. It's time for bed. Yeah,
drinking a beer.
I also had a crisis. You had a sleep crisis. I had a beer crisis. I had my standard two beers during the game.
Did you have your final Surfside can?
I'm saving that for real emergencies. Tucked in the back of my drink fridge. I had at 10:10. I said to my wife, I was like, "Do you need water? I'm going downstairs." I said, "I think I'm going to have a third. Caps got eliminated from the playoff. Beer.
Right.
Like I'm just gonna go hard to have a third instead of two." And then I was like, "Should I really do that? That's dumb. It's 10:10 already. What am I doing?" So I went down to the kitchen, got my wife her water, and I bypassed the third beer.
It took discipline.
It took a lot of willpower. I was ready to pull the trigger, but I thought better of it.
So I think that I feel like it did help maybe relax me a little bit, but I would say honestly on the first night, maybe like 10%. Like,
that's not a big good percentage.
Not a great, but it was something. I'm definitely going to try it again. And I even wondered, could I take four? Do I have to take two? I mean, how many can you take?
Do whatever you want.
Well, I mean,
what's the recommendation?
Pop them
in your mouth like Harbos.
I don't know. I just took two. Can you take more than two? What's the downside?
I saw one said you can take two gummies two times a day for one of these ashwagandha.
Can you take it during the day? I don't know. But last night, my brain, for some reason, this is so bizarre, only Valdez can relate to this. I was tossing and turning about Michael Block, the PGA pro, the club pro.
You're the only person that was tortured.
He was four over.
Yeah, four over.
And I kept thinking about him. Him and his son Pootie Cuts. It was just in my brain.
His son's name is Pootie Cuts.
It's like his Instagram type, name or whatever.
Right.
And I couldn't get him out of my brain, Valdez. that was what was on my brain. It wasn't the caps.
You had a brain block.
I was so disappointed with the leaderboard yesterday, and then
I was keeping you awake. the lack of star power.
It's random what your brain fixates on. For whatever reason, it was fixating on that.
Yeah, blocky.
Your brain was fixated on that, and I got into bed without my third beer. And at first I started on my right side, and I always pivot to my back for a few minutes, and then I realize I can't sleep on my back. But when I was on my back, I was just staring up at the ceiling. Thinking, I'm not going to watch a Caps game until October.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing that was racing through my brain.
That's what I think about when the skin
season
ends.
That's what I was thinking about. I wasn't thinking about Michael Block.
And we're going to get into that next. We have the poll of the day, which you can vote online at Junks Radio. But we'll pose that question to you listeners now. Was the Capitals season a success? You can call us at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We'll get into the Caps bowing out of the playoffs in the second round next here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.